A road to the right of the farm beyond the trees was apparently built by husband as a shortcut to Hillsborough, the site of the Orange County Courthouse. This area was part of Orange at the time. Along with selling land and raising wheat, husband built several grain mills in the area. It's unclear where his were among half a dozen in the vicinity. One of his mills hosted meetings of the regulators. Unusually for the time, he took a large loan to pay for part of his property from a man named Gregg. After the Battle of Alamance, Tryon's army continued west to rescue another militia force under General Hugh Waddell that regulators had trapped in Salisbury. The army camped here on Husband's plantation on Tuesday, May 21, 1771. Tryon describes it as 600 acres of excellent land. He says, "A large parcel of treasonable papers were found in his home and some of his stock and cattle on or near the plantation." He mentions they have no account of Husband after the battle. The army was made up of volunteers from the existing county regiments of part-time soldiers called militia. Per his orders earlier in the campaign, the companies likely camp in two lines in the same order they used in the battle, 200 yards between them and 5 paces between each company. One of Tryon's officers reported in a letter that Husband had growing on his plantation about 50 acres of as fine wheat as perhaps ever grew, with a clover meadow equal to any in the northern colonies. The fields were likely downslope from you, nearer the creek. However, 400 horses turned out to graze by the army, in a few days left it without a spear of corn, grass, or herbage growing, and without a house or fence standing. Presumably it was the army, not the horses, which destroyed the house somewhere near you, and the fences probably became firewood. Regulators come in to accept a pardon offered by the governor after the battle. They must agree to leave their guns here and pledge loyalty to the king, among other conditions. Also here during the army's stay, according to Tryon's collected orders, letters, and journal, on Wednesday the 22nd, a court-martial is held for a few prisoners, with Colonel Samuel Ashe presiding. Tryon offers a reward of £2 for, "lost in the field on the day of battle, a blue hussar cloak." Hussar, originally referring to cavalry in Hungary, came to mean any fancy-dressed cavalry officer. He sends out the Wake and Cumberland companies, plus a light horse cavalry troop of volunteers, to rescue wagons sent to two mills to the east to get flour. Quakers had informed him regulators stopped a detachment sent to Lindley's mill near today's Eli Whitney, North Carolina. On Thursday, the 23rd, heavy rain and resultant flooding hold the army in place. The flour wagons arrive, with 3 extra taken from Dixon's mill by Modern Snow Camp, North Carolina, because of Simon Dixon's support for the regulators. He hosted at least one meeting at his mill. This makes for 70 barrels of flour. Tryon sends requisitions for different numbers of beef cattle and more flour from each town or region in the central part of the colony. They total 415 cows and 293 barrels on top of those already delivered. He gives rewards to all of the non-commissioned officers, like sergeants and soldiers, for the arms and horse tack they turned in after the battle. In response to a letter from the commander of the Surrey County Regiment, Tryon agrees he should move toward the army, but orders him to halt 5 miles short and send a messenger. Perhaps this was a precaution against army scouts mistaking the regiment for regulators. On Friday the 24th, Colonel Edmund Fanning is sent with the Orange County Company to Harmon Cox's mill, below today's Ramsar, to claim food. Cox, too, hosted the regulators. More heavy rains soaked the army all day. The next day, again rains prevent a march. The colonels are ordered to try Colonel William Johnston of the Butte County Regiment for failing to raise the number of men Tryon required from it prior to the campaign. He is found guilty and removed from command. On Sunday, Tryon threatens court-martial if men keep firing off weapons in camp against orders. A ranger unit is sent to join the Orange detachment for an unexplained reason, but is blocked by flooding at Polecat Creek, 9 miles west of here. Noting that 1,300 men from around the Deep River have come in for the parole, he writes Waddell that there is no advantage to Waddell staying near Salisbury. Tryon orders him to join the army at the upper ford of the Deep River where the trading path crosses, near Randleman. On Monday, deserters are court-martialed. Tryon states the men have no tents, or anything to shelter them but boughs and the bark of trees from 7 days of rain. Almost 100 have fevers. The lack of tents is unexplained. His orders before the battle explicitly stated tents were to be left standing. Possible explanations include their being left behind to free up wagons for flour, or that the constant rains have rotted them. On Tuesday the 28th, the army finally marches west at 2 p.m., presumably using the road pictured above. A local historian wrote that, "It appears that all of Husband's property was either confiscated or destroyed by Governor Tryon, and it isn't clear whether Gregg's mortgage was respected." To learn about the Army's other stops, see our Tryon's March page. Now please follow the driving instructions under Another Army Arrives, and then click its audio clip.